You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. You can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different? I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
Viktor Frankl has this famous quote where he says, when a man can't find a deep sense of meaning, they distract themselves with pleasure. So Frankl is arguing that a lack of meaning causes people to seek temporary relief in superficial pursuits rather than addressing the underlying existential void. But there is another group who suffer with the opposite problem, and this is Frankl's inverse law. When a man can't find a deep sense of pleasure, they distract themselves with meaning.
This is my life. In that restaurant, I quit my job, left my canister in that restaurant, my spray canister, got back in my Ecolab truck, and I went home. And I started working out like somebody. I became the most obsessed person on the planet Earth.
Talk to that young person out there. They're facing a lot of rejection in their career, their business. They're worried about what other people think about them. What would your message be to them?
In the words of my grandmother, when you're born, you look like your parents, but when you die, you look like your decisions. Every decision that you make is a domino effect on your life. It's not what is in front of you. It's what is behind you, the things that you've already went through to get to where you're at. And normally, when you're just about ready to blow, right? When you're just about ready to succeed, it gets harder and harder. Success is like riding a bike. It's enthusiastic when you first start, and when you get up that hill, it gets a little harder. So keep grinding.
Nothing is going to change unless you change what you're doing. Change the junk food that you're eating. Change the time that you wake up. Change what you do when you get out of bed. Change what you do with your time. You have to change some things or nothing will change. So make changes and start little. Get up a little bit earlier. Get a workout done. It doesn't have to be epic.
It's up to the individual to allow the dreariness to set inside. Do we worry about external factors or do we worry about what's inside of ourselves? Those two different things are the two measures of confidence, positive and negative confidence. And negative confidence is an egocentric person. Bases all their performance trying to achieve third parties' agreeability, their likeness, their thumbs up, because we value their opinion. Those kind of people allow this mood and weather and everything that's set in to dictate their performance of the day. There's also another side, the positive side of confidence, starts from within. It's called pride. That doesn't value rain, sun, you know, if there's someone in the corner looking at them, if it's 5 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon, that pride is always awake, always turning, always burning for the ideology of greatness to be matured into reality. That's internal pride. No one can alter that. But if you're coming in here with an ego, you better check it right here in the parking lot, because that will destroy your efforts in there. It also will probably destroy you physically. Because an ego person.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am. The sun is gonna shine in the morning, and at nighttime the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what?
So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me fucking happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I fucking thrive in that shit. That's the only place to be.
The question of worth it is reliant on an outcome. We don't make these things for an outcome. It's not the mindset to make something great. The outcome happens. You're making the best thing you can make. It's a devotional practice. Whatever happens after that happens. And that part that happens after it is completely out of your control. Putting any energy into that part that's out of your control, it's a waste of time. All it does is undermine your work. Your work is to make the best thing you can. So any thought you have about outcome undermines the whole thing. And I'll say, it's okay to think about outcome after you've finished the thing you're making. Once you've made it, then you can say, what can I do to turn people on to this? But in the making of it, it's premature.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Les Brown's a motivational speaker. He made an analogy about this. He says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
Life begins now. If it doesn't begin now, your life is f***ing over.
You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
Through hard work, you can outwork anybody, no matter how badass they are. But that's the part people don't want to dive into.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody.
Not you and your goal and Netflix and video games and social media and friends you don't like and movies and shows and all these distractions that are splitting your attention in a million different directions. You can blame your lack of accomplishment on your friends, on your family, on this, on that. But the reality is, if it was just you and your goal and no other noise, no other distractions, I guarantee you would have nothing better to do than achieve your goal. So look around at your life and identify the things that take your attention away from the person you want to be and the things you want to accomplish, and remove that.
People understand that they live for themselves, not knowing that you have the power within yourself to change millions of lives.
Yeah.
By facing life, by facing yourself.
Use your imagination. See yourself already in possession of the good you desire. That will flip your mind onto a specific frequency, and you do think on frequencies. It's on that frequency that good you desire is going to start coming toward you, and you will start moving toward it. If you want to attract what you actually want, you've got to see yourself now already with it. And know it's only a period of time until you moving toward it and it moving toward you, and you become one with it.
And my three questions are, what do you want? How badly do you want it? And how much are you willing to suffer? And very often, everything revolves around the first question, what do you want? Because a lot of people are unclear what they want from life. They don't sit down and think through. We are writing our own life story every day, and yet we don't think about it. Who do we want to be? Where do we want to live?
If you cannot write down right now on a piece of paper, this is what I want. If you can't list them, this is what I want, then you can't have it. Because your mind will get for you what you want, but you have to feed it a vision of what you're looking for. It's always interesting because the function of the mind is to make coherence.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Between your belief and your reality. If I believe it's not going to work, then the function of the mind will manifest in a situation where it doesn't work. If I totally believe this is how it's going to work, then my mind will set me up in a situation where it works that way. And all of a sudden, that's when you start to realize, wait a minute, it's not chance anymore. This isn't chance. This is creativity. And we are creators.
The reason you feel temptation for certain things and certain sins is very specific to what you're supposed to do. If you have the urge to smoke or damage your lungs, it's because your voice was meant to worship and be heard, and the enemy is trying to silence you. If you have crippling self-doubt and insecurity, it's because you are meant to lead and inspire. If you weren't dangerous to darkness, it wouldn't try to mute your confidence. If you have constant distraction or procrastination, it's because you carry strategy, vision, and ideas from heaven. The enemy delays you because he can't stop you, only you can. If you have an addiction to lust or pornography, it's because you carry a deep capacity for intimacy, covenant, and healing. Perverting love is how Satan prevents true restoration. If you have fear of rejection or abandonment, it's because you carry a spirit of belonging and reconciliation. You were made to gather the outcast, so he tries to make you feel like one.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everybody else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. And that visual, I think, is one that you can kind of take, because it is, people struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else, and that's not where you want to be.
Harder and harder you work in here, the harder and harder it becomes to accept failure out there. Second place isn't an option anymore, guys. The more you give in here, the more you get out there. Why would you not want to give it at all? What else are you going to do? Can you come here and kill it right now? Or stay home on the couch, you know, watching the light pass by? I know it sounds like habitual what I say all the time, but sometimes you got it ingrained in your head. What else would you be doing right now? Taking the time off? Or taking the time to get ahead? It's just, that seems so simple to me, that solution, that the choice is there. If it doesn't seem so easy to you, it's because you don't believe in yourself. You believe in yourself, you want to be in here killing it, because giving you that much more of a chance because you believe you can come that.
It's 2 a.m. right now. No one here. Mono to mono, me and you, and where we want to go tomorrow. 2 a.m. What I love about 2 a.m. is that we're not living by the clock, man. If you got a clock says 10 o'clock time to go to sleep, or 9 to 5 time to go to work, that's bullshit. If you're in bed right now and you're rolling around, you can't fall asleep, get the fuck up. It probably means you haven't done an honest day's work to earn that rest at night.
My beliefs, God's going, I need your hands on the wheel, man. Hey, you're steering this, okay? Don't just rely on fate. I have too many people doing that, man. Fully and self-reliant. It's on me, everything.
Man, I'm built different, period. I'm built different, man. And I've always had a discipline and a work ethic that I've had at a young age that I just apply it to everything that I want to do. Mm. So I would say that, I rarely go out, reading, trying to reverse engineer how to be successful. Like, how do I, start my own production company? How do I do this? How do I do that? And I always felt like if other cats was out partying and I was home studying, I would have an edge. If I'm eating food, I'll save the best for last. You know what I'm saying? I'll eat around it to the one part that I really want. I want to eat. I'm going to save that. I'm like, I'm a delayed, you know what I'm saying, gratification. I'm that type of person. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm literally like, all right, I will party later. I work hard now, so the second half of my life, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Mm-hmm. That's been my mentality. It's like, I'm not going to trick off my early years for partying and then worry about struggling, how I'm going to make it, how I'm going to take care of my family, how I'm going to take care of everybody else. Like, that's not going to be me. I'm going to grind it out now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to set up the foundation so I can enjoy myself later. That's always been my mentality, and that is what that works for me.
We want to feel motivated. We want to feel excited. We want to feel enthusiastic. What I've learned very, very clearly is that if you wait for motivation, you'll be waiting a long, long time. People who make moves don't wait for motivation. People who make progress don't wait for motivation. Actually, they do things when they don't feel motivated. That's the key to success. That's the key to discipline, is doing things when we don't feel motivated.
Puts others first in their opinion, their opinion second. So they're always willing to gamble themselves to adhere to what the third party people want. That's a recipe for disaster, guys. Inside, we grow. We start from here and it comes out. This workout's called pictorial pride.
Why pay the price? Why work this hard? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why try to do it all? Why try to see it all? Why try to have it all? Why do it? Why learn it? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why try to earn as much as you can earn, share as much as you can share, develop every skill you possibly can, see every human you possibly can, go to every class you possibly can, touch everybody you possibly can? Why do that much? Why go that far? Why share that much?
What life do we want to lead? When we've finished our life, come to the end of our life and look back, what do we want to say that we've done? So, what do you want is a very powerful question. And then, if an athlete says, I want to be the best, Bill, fine. How badly do you want it? Because it's going to, you've got to pay a price to be the best. The best pay a big price. You've got to work harder, you've got to commit more, you've got to take more responsibility, you've got to deal with more ups and downs. And if we can deal with that question, how much are you willing to suffer? Because I work with gold medal champions and they suffer every day. They work enormously hard. They sacrifice enormous things in order to get that success.
If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, ooh, if I just would, uh-uh. That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to.
Two forms of pain. Pain that breaks you and the pain that changes you. That's the pain of a change right there. That's the pain of progress. The pain that destroys you isn't this shit. It's later in life knowing you could have been more, and all that's left is you and the mirror and tears of a possibility left. And all your endeavors, schoolwork, the gym, your career, your relationship, your needs attached to it. It's gotta mean more than anything.
The definition of success is win or lose. Giving everything you've got and growing or learning along the way, then you're setting yourself up for success. I really think the biggest cheat code in life is just going after it and not being concerned of whether or not you fail at one specific task. Instead, understanding the big picture, what your long-term goal is, and knowing if you keep driving forward and never f***ing quit, in the end, you will succeed.
I say chase your dreams, man. Do that thing, man, that keeps you up at night. That thing that bothers you, man, that makes you trip. You can't quit thinking about it. You always, that thing, man, that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a new idea. That's what you got to chase. Because anything else, it's going to disappoint you. You're going to forever be sad, man. If you don't chase that dream, you're going to forever be miserable, man.
2 a.m., not a f***ing person is here. I can scream my f***ing ass off. No one hears me. I can cry. I can shit myself. I can put an honest day's work in here that more than anyone does in a week. And no one sees it. Because it's supposed to be that way. This is the fucking means to the ends. It's not the ends. All those motherfuckers that come here, their hair done, the makeup, you know, these guys come in shirts to be seen. Missing the fucking point, man. Missing the point. You're not in here to get an achievement. You're in here to pay your fucking dues so later in life you never wonder what if.